Hi, I'm Alyssa Sangster, Executive Director of the Forte Foundation, and I'm here with Arian Rathsack, who leads our MBA campus activities. You're listening to the first episode in our new podcast series, Men as Allies. We wanted to do this series to recognize the growing trend of men getting involved in issues of gender equality, particularly on MBA campuses. We call them male allies. At our Forte events over the last decade, there have always been a few brave men joining us to show solidarity. But lately, we've noticed a tipping point. As this movement grows, we wanted to gather the thoughts and ideas of male allies and learn from them. We've created an online toolkit to facilitate groups forming across MBA campuses. But we also wanted you to hear directly from some of these inspiring men creating innovative and meaningful dialogue in this space.
Hi, my name is Kyle Groupman, and I completed my MBA program May 2015 at the University of Michigan, Stephen M. Ross School of Business.
Before going back to school, Kyle had a number of jobs where he witnessed gender inequality firsthand.
I had vivid memories of sitting in conference rooms and feeling the gender dynamics, but not feeling equipped to actually manage them and do something about it. So I have one instance where I remember men sitting on one side of the table and women sitting on the other, and I could see the men laughing at one of these jokes, and I turned and I looked at all the faces on my side of the table, and there were all of these blank stares, sort of I'm not amused looks. And for the first time it was visible to me what an environment that just really wasn't inclusive for everyone at the table. So I remember that moment and asking myself, what could I have done to speak up? Because I felt it, I had an awareness for it, but I didn't act. So for me, one of the main reasons certainly was to educate myself and feel like in those moments I could take action.
I think that's a great response from Kyle. I think the notion of just being comfortable and confident enough to act whenever you see some kind of disparity happening, some kind of gender issue that rises up, the training and the awareness that we can provide through the toolkit and through these Men as Allies groups will give men that confidence to take action when they do see something in the workplace or in other environments that's happening that makes them uncomfortable.
And I think it's important for them to really be able to act quickly. And at the time that they are seeing something or hearing something, they need to kind of stand up and give a reaction that's appropriate to that situation.
Kyle was friends with two co-presidents of the Michigan Business Women's Association. And talking with them, he realized that he was passionate about gender equality issues.
And just having really honest conversations about what we've seen in the workplace, what we were experiencing on campus. And it got to a point where I received an invitation really to come to the table with some of my other friends to have those meaningful conversations, open and honest dialogue that I think we were all craving, but nobody had really set the stage. So it's really a hat tip to my friends, Pam and Audrey, who made it happen.
Being close friends with women involved in women's business groups certainly gave Kyle a leg up, but he admitted it still took a leap as a man to become outwardly involved.
I mean, I think the reality is you're going to end up making mistakes, and I knew that I had a safe space, a safe environment where I could just say what was on my mind and get the feedback that I needed to grow and develop because my friends were going to be open and honest with me. So I think, you know, sort of seeking out those few individuals who you feel like you can really trust and rely on, because it's not easy. And I wasn't going to get it right from the start. And I know I've read multiple pieces that say you just have to have some level of comfort of making mistakes around this issue. And as a perfectionist, it's hard. There's definitely that fear factor of, well, I don't really want to make mistakes. So the best way to not make mistakes is to just remove myself from the situation, remove myself from the conversation. And all of a sudden, now I'm just playing neutral, sitting on the sidelines and not making change happen. I couldn't stand to sit back and watch people not feel like they were included, not feeling like they belong.
To feel prepared to step in when he sees gender bias happening, Kyle prepared a handful of one-liners to diffuse the situation.
When I was in moments where I was like, oh, that like probably should not have been said. How do I, you know, seize the teachable moment, or at least not like acknowledge that it happened, but not like throw somebody completely under the bus? Because I think a lot of times, I mean, this is that whole unconscious bias at play. We don't even know that it's happening. I think having a heightened awareness now in those moments to just raise the level of consciousness for whoever the actor is, or, you know, wait until that meeting or that gathering closes and then you go off to the side and you share your observations and make it very objective, but also give that individual the space to acknowledge what happened, acknowledge the mistake.
I think that's a great approach. And I think having those immediate reactions is so important. I think those one-liners, just the thing that kind of open up the conversation, is really helpful. I think humor helps diffuse the situation. I think making light of it in an appropriate way can really be helpful.
And I think, you know, really, when you're responding to things like this, it's never going to be a comfortable situation. And put yourself in the other person's shoes. They're not comfortable with what's happening as well. So you really have to take a step up and do what you think is right.
I think, too, a pause and rewind approach might be helpful, just to stop the situation as it's in progress. Rewind, go back, mention the diversion point where the uncomfortable feeling started happening, and then let's start again and see if we can't go a different direction and avoid that kind of stumbling. Kyle feels like he made a few of his own mistakes getting started as a male supporter of women's rights.
In hindsight, I wish I came from it more as our culture is broken. Like, how do we fix the culture and sort of take ownership that way, rather than, I think, the sort of traditional patriarchal, like, oh, damsel in distress, here come the men, you know, to save the day and make things better. I've certainly grown a lot just in your purpose and your intent for why you want to get involved in this. So that was part of my own personal journey. But it's how I started. It's how I started having those conversations. More of my female colleagues were associating me with the gender topic. And it was just me. Like, I hadn't really connected with any other guys on the issue. But I remember being on a thread, and I was the only man on the thread. Like, I had like a bit of a sense of pride that like my female colleagues saw me as someone who cared about the issue. And, you know, I felt proud about that, but I think where I saw my role really needing to go was more of, how do I engage with my own group? I need to be talking to men. I need to be talking to men. I need to really be thinking about my side of the table, and how do I get them to see and engage in what I've been engaging with.
Kyle wasn't alone. A handful of other men at the University of Michigan had been talking to his friend Pam, and she eventually suggested that they get together and found the Michigan Business Women Allies at Ross.
You know, the early stages were more just around increasing awareness. So getting folks to understand the facts, but also hearing the personal stories and the personal anecdotes from people who we were sharing a classroom with. So I think in that first year, as we were starting it, we certainly had some hiccups out of the gates, but we focused on hearing the feedback, being open to the feedback, and just wanting to make things better, all from a place of, how do we make the culture at Ross, the cultures in the workplaces that we were going to leave Ross and join, better for everyone, regardless of, you know, race, gender, religion, etc.
Today, Kyle works in HR at LinkedIn in San Francisco, and he continues to be involved in gender equality in his everyday interactions. Are you an MBA student interested in starting or joining a Men as Allies group? Look for Forte's Men as Allies toolkit on our website under the MBA drop-down menu at www.fortefoundation.org. And join us next week for another installment of the Men as Allies podcast. Follow us on social media by following the links at the bottom of our homepage.